Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer, lawsuit. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her name is Miss Osha, Osha Crowley, Crowley, and her phone number is 531-233-8713, and she's been submitted for hair relaxer.
All righty, thank you. Hello, Osha, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you a little further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. And did you use the hair relaxer product?
Yes.
Did you, were you diagnosed with endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, when were you diagnosed?
Was diagnosed July 3rd, 2023.
So very recent.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then could I ask you, what state are you currently in?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay. Give me one moment here. One moment here. Just got to make sure that it is in your statute of limitation in the state of Nebraska. Just give me one moment. All righty. And what hospital diagnosed you?
Nebraska Medical Center.
Nebraska Medical Center. That, let's see, is that the one? Is that the one
Off
at the,
Dewey.
one more time?
Off Dewey.
Dewey?
Dewey Avenue.
Let's see. Perfect. Thank you. And so it just shows Dewey Avenue on at least Google Maps. Is that correct? Is it just
4350.
350 Dewey Avenue? Thank you. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Nasha? Probably pronounce her name wrong every time.
No worries. Do you know how to spell that for me?
Nahia. Last name Amora.
Perfect. Thank you. And then I do have to ask you, you do want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And have you used the hair relaxer chemicals in the last 20 years? And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents re relating to hair relaxer? Okay. Let's see. All right, see. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And when is your date of birth?
11/06/89.
And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And do you have any other friends or family members who also use hair relaxer?
No.
No. And then did you use hair relaxer in Nebraska? That was the only state you used it in?
Yes.
Okay. And then when would you say you started using hair relaxer?
In May 2011,
May 2011. And then when would you say you stopped?
In June of 23.
Okay. And then how often would you apply? Weekly, monthly, four times per year?
Weekly.
Weekly.
About every 8 weeks.
About 38 weeks.
And 48 weeks.
48. Oh, 48 weeks. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then how many how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer product?
12.
About 12 years. Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment? Was it at home, at a salon? Was it both?
Mostly at home.
Mostly at home. Okay. And then what brand name did you use?
African Pride.
African Pride. And then, so you first started using it in 2011, right? Then you were diagnosed, that was in 23. So is it safe to say that your cancer diagnosis happened two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your cancer?
I did a chemotherapy, and I had a hysterectomy surgery.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I'm dealing with it.
Oh. Could I ask you, when did you have chemo?
When did I have chemo? In July 15th to 23.
Gotcha. Okay. And then was it the same doctor who treated you, or was it a different doctor who treated you?
All the same doctor. She wants to stay.
Gotcha.
Do it until I get done.
Okay. Same doctor, same everything. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Almost done here. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a he, she. I'm just playing. I'm a female. I've been wanting to say that for the longest.
Thank you so much. And then you spell your name, just to be clear, O-S-C-H-A.
Oh, no. O-S-H-A.
O-S-H-A. Sorry about that. And then last name, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then we also need the social in order to pull medical records.
Oh.
And I can go with the last four as well.
5134.
All righty. Now, what's the best email address for you?
First and last name at gmail.com.
Perfect. And then best phone number for you, 531-233-8713.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what is your current property address?
The 5711 North 24th. Apartment number 7.
Apartment number?
7.
7. And then that's in Omaha?
Yes. 68110.
Perfect. Thank you. And then do you have your medical records?
Not on hand.
Okay. The hospital does?
Yeah.
Perfect. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as the emergency contact?
No one.
No? Okay. And now I do want to see. So you were diagnosed, that was in 2023. correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on. Okay. So let me go ahead and get you over these documents. Give me one moment here. Okay. Something is. Give me one moment here. And then let me ask you this. Did you use the I know you said you used it weekly. Did you use hair relaxer 4 times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yeah, actually, I used it more like eight
More than
times.
okay. All righty. All right. T, give me one moment. It's just saying I'm having some technical issues with the statute of limitation. I know you're within the statute of limitation. You were diagnosed within the 18 months that they allow. Since you were diagnosed June, right? July, excuse me,
Yes.
July 20, July or June?
It was July. It was June. My bad. It was June.
All right. Give me one moment. It does, I mean, it's still, is within the last 18 months. So just give me one moment so I can figure out what this technical issue is, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. I found out what it was. It was something I was doing, nothing on my end. Okay. Now let me go ahead and just verify some things here, Richard, really quick. Now, you are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 11/06/1939. Is that correct?
89.
Okay, 1989. I thought I heard 39. Thank you so much. And now you were seen by Dr. Nahia. That was at the 4350 Dewey Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska. Do you have her phone number?
No, I do not.
No? Okay. Nebraska Medical Center. It's okay. And let's see here. And now you started using it in 2011. You stopped in 2023. You used it for about 12 years. You used it weekly. Mostly used it at home, used the African prior. Your diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started to use the product. You did have chemo as well as a hysterectomy. Your chemo treatment date was around 7/15/2023. Still seen and treated by Dr. Nahia at the same hospital. You spell your name OSHA, last name CROWLEY. The last four of your social 5134. Your email address is oshacrowley@gmail.com. Your phone number 531-233-8713. Your property address 5711 North 24th Street, apartment 7, Omaha, Nebraska 68110. The hospital has your medical records, which is good. And then you don't have anyone here down for your emergency contact. Let me ask you, would you want to put that down? Would you want to change that in the future?
As of right now, no.
Okay. All righty. And now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
The who?
With DocuSign?
E-sign?
Yeah, basically, yeah, the e-sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to send you over to DocuSign now. Give me one moment here. Now, I was going to go to your phone, your text message, and your email as well. So whatever's easier for you to open it up, you can go ahead and open it up with. So you should have just received it right about now. Did you get that? I should say Harold King, Master Strategies, DocuSign.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I'm going to send you a text message with my direct line as well. And then as along with the law firm you're working with, this is Harold King. Save
So
me
I'll press
any.
yes, the SMS document number, yes.
Correct. Correct. And then there should be something in blue. It says electronic agreements. You want to agree to that as well. And then you're working with Pulaski, Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. And so I'm going to
Okay.
send you their information right now. My Pulaski Law Group. And so once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then call you within 7 business days, basically to verify, this information is correct and that you still want to move forward with everything. During that phone call, everything goes well. They'll then be able to represent you. They'll be able to request those medical records from the hospital and kind of get working on your case for you, okay?
Okay.
So that's kind of how that would work.
Okay. Don't know if my initials went, but I see the other one.
What happened?
Okay, so I see my name. But the ones with the initial, I don't see.
You should.
I
Okay.
don't want to press finish and it didn't go.
So how? So if it's not finished, it won't let you kind of go over. So press finish and see if it actually lets you submit it. Because if it's not finished, it won't let you submit it.
Okay, done signing.
Yep, I just got them back. So I'll go ahead and send this over to the law firm. Like I said, it's Pulaski Law Group. They're located in Texas. So they'll call you in about 7 business days. So probably, next Wednesday, next Thursday, you might be able to expect to call a little earlier. And yeah, they're going to, basically just verify the information with you, okay?
Okay.
Now, do
And how
you
much was this one for again?
how much? When you say how much, what do you mean?
How long would it take, you said again?
Oh, it'll take about 7 business days for them to call you and do that phone call. And then at that point, they'll be able to represent you and actually request medical records from the hospital.
Okay.
Okay, now I sent you a text message with my direct line and the law firm's information that they're gonna, the phone number they're gonna call you on. Save my phone number in your phone, just in case you need anything from me or if I need anything from you. You have my information. And then
What
if you
was your
have,
number? 00068?
no, so my number would be the 949 number.
Would you like to text me that?
Let me see here. Oh, that's why. Okay. That's what happened. 8713. Okay. Hey, this is Harold King. Save me in your phone. And then let me get you over this. Perfect. And so I just sent you over the 949 number is my direct line. The 909 number is the line for Pulaski Law Group.
Okay.
All righty. So you can go ahead and text
Okay.
me, call me, you know, whenever, and if you have any questions, comments, concerns for me, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.